You ready to eat some tacos, bro? You ready to eat some tacos, bro?
Like you have the worst taste in everything. like everything. I don't know what's going on. Like Jesus. Like, no, it's definitely a reach deep, 100%.
Eddie is never going to let me live down the original chips take. So what? I like original chips. Jeez. Batch, are you on my side on this one?
Like,
original chips aren't
that
bad?
Like plain chips is what you mean?
Yeah, like Miss Vicky's original. It's my favorite brand of chip.
It's a deep reach to say it's your favorite brand of chip. But I will go as far as to say that like plain or original chips don't get enough credit, but only because they're useful as a base for dips, which is not necessarily something you can do with other chips, but no, it is a deep reach to say they're your number one favorite chip.
Okay. I'm just taking the L on this one. Doesn't mean I'm changing my mind. I just realized nobody's going to agree with me on this.
I respect you for sticking to your guns, even though you're so wrong.
Wow, passive-aggressive much. This text comes in. Sandwiches are better than tacos. Thank you, Rager. I believe our next guest would dispute that. Eddie,
I'm going to take it between the eyes in this segment, aren't I?
Brendan Batchelor also feels this way. So, Eddie, we just had a text come in, given it is Taco Tuesdays with Eddie Lack. Sandwiches are better than tacos. That's from Rager on the text line. It's from Rager on the text line, and Brendan Batchelor, my co-host today, in for Randeep, also believes the same.
Are we sure that these guys are like completely there? Like sandwiches better than tacos? I mean,
it's a deep reach.
With your different food, like scents and everything, like this might actually be my last time on this show.
Well, let's try and save it here, Eddie, by asking you for your thoughts on Mason Greenwood's performance at the weekend for Man United.
Oh, my God. Like, the boys are buzzing right now, and we're extremely looking forward to the rest of the season. I see that Leicester is down right now. I know that I'm taking time on my very important day to see now. Oh, shit, it's 1-1. Sorry, I swore on radio. You can't swear on radio. I'm sorry.
It's a life of a Man United fan. It's okay.
I am really looking forward to the rest of the season, and it feels like everything is coming together at a good point now for us.
Man United finally looking good again. It's been a while, but we'll be nice to Manchester United for now. So I was thinking earlier, you're the real estate guru down there in Arizona. So Patrick Mahomes has a new $500 million contract. He comes to you and says, "Hey Eddie, I want a nice new pad down there in Arizona. Where are you taking him? What are you showing him?"
I mean, I'm going straight to the top. You know, I'm not messing around with like $4 or $5 million houses. Like, I'm going straight to the top. Like the most we have right now is a place for $32 million. That's the most expensive one we
Holy
have here.
Smokes.
And like with that, you get like basketball court. You get like I'm pretty sure you get like a nail salon and stuff in there too. So it's like I'm going straight there, and that's the place he's getting. I'm not leaving before he signs the paper.
Yeah. Obviously, you'd have to have a lot of great features if you're throwing that money down. Is he getting a good view? Is it a nice pool? Like, what? Sell this up for us. We got to get Patrick Mahomes to buy a house from Eddie Lack.
I will guarantee you, you have everything you need in there. Like, whatever you can think about. Like, and if you want to turn the basketball thing into a hockey arena, I'll do that for you with part of my commission from that house. I guarantee it.
Is there a bowling alley? I've always wanted a bowling alley.
Bowling alley, actually, too.
Oh, wow. See,
you have, like, three pools, like, yeah, like, whatever you can think about.
It's like the Cliff Kingsbury home. So I get it. It's pretty sweet. Probably sweeter than
the home you were jealous at.
probably better than the Cliff Kingsbury home. Eddie Lack joins us here on Reach Deep. He does so every Tuesday at 2 o'clock. So we know you're a big fan of Chris Tanev. He spoke to media today and is continuing to talk about his pending free agency, which is coming up after whenever the offseason does come. Why should the Canucks, as somebody who played behind Chris Tanev, got to enjoy his prowess as a shot blocker, why should the Canucks re-sign Chris Tanev?
Well, why would you not? Like, he is, like, from the guys that I played with, he is the third smartest guy that I've ever played with. Like, the Sedins are definitely the smartest, but just, like, where they are on the ice, like, where to be at the right time and everything, like, he is the perfect, like, fourth-ish defenseman to have on a team, I think. And, like, especially if you pair him with someone a little bit more offensive gifted too, like, he is like a perfect guy to have on your team. And I think that he's great in the locker room, he's great at shot blocking, like you said too, and I just think that the Canucks are going to regret it if they don't re-sign him, especially because I'm going to be really mad.
What about the impact he has off the ice, too? Because in recent years, we've heard of him taking some of the Canucks' younger players under his wing as well. Is he a guy that they will want to have in their dressing room as some of these players develop to be a leadership part of the group?
I mean, I play with Chris when he was like 22 to 24, so in my mind it's still really hard to see Chris being a leader. But I mean, if like the other guys say it, and I could see him like helping the really young guys and everything, just that, like, just come into like the league and kind of like teach on what the demons that were there when he came first, like the Exa and Hamus and those guys, like what they taught him when he came up. So yeah, I think it could be very beneficial.
Who was the rah-rah guy in the room when you were with the Canucks? We know the Sedins weren't exactly the loud leaders. So who was the guy that was getting up with the Al Pacino-esque motivational speech?
Like, there was a few on that team. Like I said, the Exa was there. Like,
yeah,
when I first came, we had like Manny Malhotra. He was like very vocal when it came to stuff like that too. So I mean, especially on that like 2010 team, like there's like so many to choose from, and there's a lot of characters on that. On that team too, and I think that's why so many people love them too, because there were so many different kinds of characters. Like, you have Burroughs too, who could speak up even though no one understood him, but like, he still spoke up, right?
Eddie Lack with us here on Reach Deep on Sportsnet 650. Looking forward here, Eddie, as these guys are, you know, less than a week away now from getting back into training camp and getting back into preparing for this play-in round, what do you think is the feeling in general amongst these guys, and what are some of the things, if you could put yourself in their place of, you know, returning to training camp and going to a hub city, and we've seen, you know, a lot of players in Major League Baseball choosing to opt out, you know, where would your level of concern be at about, you know, the risks that these guys are going to undertake in returning to action?
I just feel like the only weird part about this is, like, because they kind of had an off season now. They had a few months. Like, the only weird part about it is that, like, the guys thought it was just a break. They didn't know that it was going to be, like, the off season that they get, right? So they were more trying to just, like, stay in shape instead of building for, like, the next season and everything, right? So think that the weird part is just getting back on the ice and like just playing without fans is going to be an adjustment. So there's going to be a lot, I think. But I mean, they all know how to play hockey, and like they're all the best in the world at what they do, right? So they'll find a way.
Eddie Lack, our guest, could you hear the chirps from the crowd in the playoffs? Like, I'm sure you could hear a little bit from the crowd. Or do you tune all that out when you're in the game?
Yeah, no, you hear it, but you don't really pay that much attention to it, right? Like,
yeah.
you're very focused on like what you're gonna do and your task and everything, but you don't really pay that much attention to like the fans. I think if anything, like the whole atmosphere and everything just gives you more energy, right? And like I think that that's what the players are going to miss a little bit this year. It's like when it gets tough within like the third period and like emotions and everything run high, but like you usually get that extra push from like the fans, and like that's why you'd like to play in front of a lot of fans, because they give you that energy and you feed off of it.
I saw you raving about Robin Leonard's pads on Twitter. I don't even know if he's going to get to use them, but they're pretty amazing. Like, they might even stay fresh because he might be just backing up Flower, right?
Well, that's what everyone said about my Heritage Classic pads too. We saw what happened there.
I guess they got a little usage out of them.
A little bit. You probably would have got a lot more usage out of Bobby's pads, but.
they are pretty cool pads though for Robin Leonard. I like it. He might like that might be his lasting legacy as a Vegas Golden Knight, just having those awesome pads.
Yeah. I mean, he should get a good contract whatever he signs next year. So that might be it for him. I mean, are they going to play in the play-in, or are they already in the playoffs?
They're already in the playoffs, yeah.
Oh, okay. So they're going to get, like, the three exhibition games, right? So we'll probably play in one.
That's a good point. There you go. Another thing I wanted to ask you, Eddie, that is going to be very different. We already talk about, you know, the fans and the noise that they make. But how different is it from a goaltender's perspective tracking pucks when there aren't fans in the stands? Because, you know, when you guys practice, when you're playing in the NHL, you're doing it in an empty arena and all the seats are the same color. Whereas when fans are there, you know, there's a mix of colors. And I would imagine that at times you can lose the puck a little bit. Is it going to be easier or harder for goaltenders to track pucks without any fans?
So I think it's going to be easier, like, especially like, usually the arena that you play in and everything, like the puck kind of disappears a little bit when it goes up in the crowd, because it's so many different mixes of colors and everything. Like I think that the long shots and everything is like what get lost sometimes in like the crowd and everything. And I think with no fans, it is going to be a little bit easier.
Eddie Lack, our guest. Have long been a regular here on the show, and a long-time friend of Irfan Ghaffar, who's going to be joining us a little bit later on the program. Do you have any nice things to say about Irf?
Not really. I mean, Irf is kind of like, and now married, so it's way different. But like, you know, when you're 22 and you're out at the bar, right? Like, Irf is kind of that like girl that you try to pick up around 2-3 in the morning. Like, he is like the last line. Like, when everything else strikes out, Irf is always there. And it's the same with like when he used to interview me and everything. It's like when stuff gets boring, like, you can always count on Irf to throw in a stupid question by the end.
That sounds like Irv. We're gonna make sure he hears this a little bit later on. Perfect. Final one before I let you go, though. It was one of the big things. There's not going to be a dress code for games in the return to play. Is Eddie Lack like a suit guy? Like you're still going to the game in a suit, or would you be happy to go in your tracksuit or your sweats to the game?
I think that I just got used to like going to the games in like suit and stuff, and I liked it at the end. But if I had the choice, I would probably just go in my swim trunks here in Arizona. but yeah, I mean, you're gonna see like the Austin Matthews. They come in their Gucci sweatpants and everything, and like. I would probably be like the one that just goes in my straight H&M tracksuit that I wear at night here at home.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I could see that. Eddie, we appreciate the time as always, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thanks, Eddie.